This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
This is indeed CliffCentral.com. My name is Debo Homafodi. Welcome to another exciting episode of 360 Biz. The weather is allowing us. It's actually hot out there. But interesting, I was having a discussion with Jono, and he was saying how it's actually colder at night. We might have an early weather coming up, an early winter, in fact, actually coming up this year. Speaking of winter and early weather, I'm actually excited in studio. I've got young people. It's actually great. It's all colorful and all. I don't know whether, actually my other brother, Struan, do we still call you a young man or what do we call you?
Hey, I'm sort of getting on in the years these days, but I'm being refreshed by what I see in the studio here. I feel like I'm a young person again.
Yeah, that is my main man, Struan Foss. You're going to get an opportunity to actually hear who is he and what is he actually on about. And more than anything, I'm looking forward to going to be introducing the young people that I've got in studio with me. We're actually talking fashion, street gear, and textile. That's another form of business that we're tackling this week. Because, you know, as young people, we've got all these brands that are out there. We've got Amakipkip, we've got One Day Soap Opera, we've got By Faith. And right now, there's a new brand called Cross Culture. We've got all of these things to say, gone are the days or the generation where we're now wanting to be wearing your Adidas, your Nike, and all of these things, you know. So we're having now brands that are South African made, proudly African, by young people, for young people. I'm actually excited to be having these guys in studio. Let me take this opportunity to actually welcome them, and thank you guys for joining me in studio.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You for having us.
No, definitely. Maybe let me take this opportunity, and guys, we just get right to it. This was actually my favorite song, Mama, I Made It. So do you guys think you've made it?
Yes. Getting there, huh?
You're getting
gang, 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 gang.
But you know, for the fact that you guys are sitting here, I mean, with something that you've came up with something that you've manufactured, I think for me, you guys have made it. Because you guys have actually broken ground. You guys have actually changed, the ground. You guys have said, you know what, we shall not sit and be consumers, but we shall become producers for other people to consume. And I mean, as young people and as black young people, I think it's something that is astonishing. And I think that it deserves a round of applause.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Struan, I mean, how do you feel, my brother, seeing young people doing amazing things here?
I think it's a ripe, we're in a ripe country. And I think it's inspired for what I can actually see. And I'm seeing these beautiful sort of tackies here. And it's something that I've never seen in my life. I think it's making a standpoint. I think these young people have got a future. I believe they've really got a hope. I like the look and feel. I like the whole sort of ethnic vibe. I like the time that they've spent into this project, because I just feel that they've really invested a lot of work in it. And I think it can only go from success to success, and well done to them.
Yeah, no, spoken like a true expert in the textile environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Suwan is actually a consultant in the textile space. He's been in the textile for 18 years. Maybe, Suwan, before we actually start, people are just hearing your voice. You've not officially introduced yourself, and say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is that you do.
Hi, I'm Struan Foss. I come from a corporate clothing background. I've been in the game, as Tabolcha said, for 18 years. I've also been in the industry for textiles for 5 years. I came up here to Johannesburg by sort of default. I was actually on an environment marketing disposable breathalyzers, and then realized that I needed to draw my passion back to the clothing industry. Worked into ladies' wear for 4 years, and then from there I started my own business. And I've been working for 11 years, and in that time I was specializing very much in the fast food franchise business. Managed to secure the Wimpy account for 8 years, then took it further to McDonald's. And from there, I've sort of moved on to other facets in the sort of clothing business. I worked in sort of more for promotional corporate clothing companies. And then I started into another venture with a colleague, friend of mine. We were actually networking with partners from overseas to pitch for another fast food brand. Mm-hmm. And that's still in the making at this point. Hasn't quite materialized, so it's dormant. But we've just got to take one step at a time.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's a mouthful. So, guys, I've brought you an expert into what you guys do, eh?
Mm. Oh, we appreciate that.
No, definitely. So, Bongs, do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are, what is it that you do?
Hi to our listeners. I'm Bonga CBC.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Bonga Faith Collection CBC. I come from the East Rand. Ekuruleni.
Oh,
so I hail from the dusty streets of Ekuruleni.
Okay, where I come from? Which part of Ekuruleni do you come from, dude?
I'm on the Jimiston side. It's close to Esprit.
Oh, okay.
And so I've really spent most of my life just watching people like yourself and other, you know, many aspiring entrepreneurs that come from our area. And what we do
we must just represent. So it has been on this thing for long. Eh? We had to catch up one way or the other.
But
of
course, so many gifts in Ekuruleni. And what really inspired our story, by the way, our brand is called Walk by Faith. It's a nice, authentic footwear brand. We make sneakers.
Walk by Faith.
And really speaks for itself. The idea is just to take, you know, the faith that inspired us to pursue our dreams and put it into something tangible. And also that people can resonate with. So the idea is just to say, pursue your dreams, have something on your feet that you can actually, you know, revert back to as a form of inspiration. So that's what we do. We've walked the streets of Ekuruleni, you know. So what we do is not just fashion, it is a way of life. So what we use our brand really just to inspire other people to reach for their dreams.
I see you wearing a By Faith t-shirt, dude, and I'm not wearing one. Huh?
By Faith, it's coming, sir. You just need to buy.
Oh, By Faith, it's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll actually take a picture of this shirt that he's wearing and the brand, and we'll actually tweet that so that you get to see more about what is this brand all about. My brother,
how are you, sir?
I'm good, and you, bro?
I am very well.
No, good things. Do you want to tell us who you are? You want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us
sure.
Who you are. What is it that you do?
My name is Tuto Masubu. I am also from the East Rand, Guatemala originally.
And there's actually one person missing here, Zwai from One Day So Pop. He was supposed to be here as well.
I was actually going to shout him out. Definitely one of the people who inspires. We're from Guatemala originally. The name of the company is called Cross Culture.
Okay.
Basically, the whole preset is that, you know, culture is always something you always refer to in the past or something that we left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So our main goal was to bring it with us into the 21st century by trying to incorporate it into an everyday setting.
And the only into way, everyday setting.
Everyday
that's
setting.
Too much English, my
brother. See, I'm wearing it right now. So basically, we basically formulated a plan that the only way we could do that was to modernize basically the garments so that you could go to the office wearing your culture, maybe a little patch here and there, but basically we're starting off with the urban division, which is the sneakers called the Cult Classics.
Mm-hmm.
And the first culture way, yes, we have culture ways, we don't have color ways. The first culture way that we have is the Izulu culture way, which translates into heaven or rain, depending on...
Mm. Speaking of Izulu cultural way, I mean, Srani, you grew up in KZN?
Yes. That's right.
Where about?
Mbangeni.
Mbangeni.
Mm-hmm.
You know? and I understand you can actually speak Zulu.
Yebo.
Is it? So, ukhuluma isiZulu?
Yebo, impela ngiyakhuluma kanjalo.
Is it?
I
don't
know why I was translating. Who am I translating for?
No. It's actually true. But I can imagine though. Tell me about the most awkward moment where you've been in the midst of people, and you can hear everything.
I think it's just been in lifts, you know, when you go into a lift and you see some people that they're talking. Sometimes it's not necessary about you, but then I suddenly start to speak Zulu, and then they actually turn white overnight, almost. Their faces just sparkle, and their complexions just change, and it's just my way of connecting with people and the African folk, and I've been very blessed here in Johannesburg. You know, since I've been here, I've been able to use my Zulu. I took it as a matric subject as well.
Wow.
So that really has put me in good stead just interacting and connecting with people. It's really been an awesome time.
Mm-mm. I mean, you know, speaking of culture, Tuto, I mean, what Struan is referring to is actually referring to culture. Because one thing I've realized, I mean, I travel a lot locally and internationally. Mm. And one thing I've seen, when you get to a place and that you embrace their culture, they actually open up. They actually welcome you with both hands. You know, I mean, would you say you've experienced that?
Absolutely, 100%. It's the respect that I've had from people here in Johannesburg has been absolutely awesome. I cannot even contain it. It's like, you know, they say, I salute you, you know. Yeah. And I just feel so welcomed in here. I feel that I'm in this global village. I'm part of this global village. And hopefully I can add influence and add value to other people's lives as well.
No. We actually thanks for that. So now tell me, I mean, being in the textile space, I mean, for over 18 years, there's young people that are actually getting or that are into that space of street gear and streetwear clothing and blah blah. So, but now what I want to know is that for you, having you here, I want to have you more as a mentor and as a guide for them.
Yes.
You know, because obviously I'm sure trends have came and gone ever since you've been in that space. And obviously some you've seen, I'm sure, brands even die because of being in that space. So now what I want to ask you is that how important is checking the type of fabric or the type of textile you know to use, especially in a way, I mean, right now they're doing street gear. I mean, this is what people wear, this is what young people are striving with. I mean, what would you say are the pitfalls there?
I think, you know, the most common thing that one needs to look at is durability of fabric. For me, when I had the Wimpy account, one of the biggest questions that were asked is, can they actually handle durability? You know, if people don't all have washing machines and tumble dryers and all those sort of luxury elements, and, you know, some wash in rural areas. And I think with you guys, the most important key in terms of fabric is to ensure the durability. Sometimes you may have to wear the tackies yourselves and see how long they've lasted for. You know, as part of the drive to be able to know now that fabric actually works for what you guys actually need it for. Because durability is actually the essential. You can't have shoes that are going to last within about a week or 2 weeks or so, then they sort of show through. And I think the fact that you've got the brand name by faith, it's really telling me that you're stepping out into your purposes. And I really think it's going to add value, and I really it's going to have impact on people. And I think, like as I've said to you, that the whole key to textiles is making sure that the elements do last and they have durability.
So then, I mean, in terms of what you're speaking about is something that is very cute, durability. And that's why obviously we have a word called Fong Kong, you know, something that that runs out after a couple of time and stuff.
Yes.
So, I mean, in terms of, obviously, as an expert, something that is durable, something that is original, something that is strong, it's something that lasts how long, though? Or it's something that is, you know?
I think, again, it depends on the content of the fabric that you do use. I think the key element, and particularly for streetwear, is making sure that you have the right cotton twill that actually has and it holds itself well. You know, you've got to look at that very critically. I don't believe you should have. I think it's also, when you look at fabric, is the weight. You know, you can't go something that's too light. Otherwise, I think that's the very important key element is when you choose fabric, make sure that it's the correct weight of the fabric so that it really carries itself well, you know. And also, if I can just say one thing too, is if you're using 100% cotton in time after wash and leaving in the sun, it'll start fading quite rapidly. People have a tendency to go for other sort of, you know, different blend mixtures and things like that. Yeah.
So then tell me, do we have quality fabric in South Africa?
I think the industry itself has changed somewhat in time. And, you know, going back in my past history as far as textile mills that I used to represent are no longer in existence. And so what we're finding these days is people are tending to, I think there's one or two factories that are still going, but generally people are starting to import from overseas, and I think that's where the trend is. I'd like to see South Africa coming back to textile mills again to recreate employment And, you know, there's no stopping us to actually export with the rand-dollar situation the way it's lying at this stage.
I mean, what you're saying, it's actually true, Struan. Maybe let's hear from the guys. I mean, Bongs, I think Struan has spoken about a couple of things that are valid. I think maybe take us from the beginning. How did you actually decide to say, I'll start this brand, and what pushed you, what led you, and how did you go about it? Because right now, one of the things, obviously, as 360 Biz, we encourage the spirit of entrepreneurship, the spirit of business. Obviously, to other young people, there's young people that are listening, and obviously others are going to be listening to the show, whether the podcast or whatsoever. They're going to be hearing your story. And right now, for me, I know that my life changed because of a story of someone that I heard on radio, and it changed my life for good. So that's why, obviously, for me, I don't want us to only dwell into the depth of the business as to now where you are right now, but getting from where you actually started.
All right. Now, I think for us as Walk by Faith, particularly my colleague here will also just add in his thoughts. But for me, first and foremost, how I started the brand Walk by Faith, it was a result of life happening. You know, I did not necessarily choose to get into making shoes or the fashion industry. I was just a young man who was aspired. I wanted to achieve a lot of things in life. I had big dreams, like a lot of people, particularly from the kind of place that we come from. And I found that, particularly in the township, role models are limited to people that we see on magazines or on TV.
No,
it's not necessarily
true.
People that you can necessarily interact with and ask questions. So a role model is somebody that you page through a magazine and look at them and you say, this person is my mentor, this is my role model, I aspire to be like them. So what we found as a brand is that there is too big a gap. Also speaking of culture, is that there was a lack of culture in terms of telling our own local stories. There's a lot of stories, Mafodi, that come from the East Rand that we can package into brands that can go out into the market and inspire a lot of people.
No, definitely.
So what I found with our brand is that growing up, as I said, you know, I aspired to do a lot of things and I failed along the way, as I believe a lot of people that are listening today, you know, have really knocked their heads and they've fallen. And when I realized that there is a niche, particularly in the footwear industry, you said, you know, there is probably a handful of local manufacturers. I realized that there is really about 2 to 3, and even the ones that exist, they cannot necessarily manufacture good quality. So when we started the brand, we decided that we've got our own stories that we can tell, and particularly for us, this is not just a fashion brand. We can get into the quality and the fabrics and so forth, but for us, it is about telling an inspirational story to say, for us to come from where we come from to where we are today, we walked by faith. So the idea was just to say, but this concept of walking by faith, we can actually package it and make it into a shoe. So we still do lack mentors, because you will count really these 2, 3, or 4 brands, footwear brands locally that you'll find, but there's thousands and thousands, particularly of t-shirt manufacturers and so forth. So we do need a lot of mentors to now take our story and package it better and increase on quality and so forth. But the issue is we do not have mentorship locally. And that's why, you know, your Asian and European markets, even our local big suppliers, they buy from there. So when we started this, we just want to say, let us tell our own stories. We've got our own culture. There's opportunity that we can build our own. And so we started the brand Walk by Faith from that, and we're still growing. We're discovering the quality issues as we are growing, but that does not limit us still, you know, to still walk by faith and be inspired. So
then from the Walk by Faith, is it a footwear brand? Is it a clothing brand? What is it? Because I see you wearing a t-shirt and you've got footwear as well.
Sure.
Can I have one sneaker to see? Okay.
All right. Walk by Faith, it is one of our brands. That Walk by Faith is a footwear brand. The company is called By Faith Concept Brand. And so the idea behind By Faith Concept Brand, it is to take faith-based innovations, inspirational concepts, and package them. For example, Walk by Faith, we know there's a saying that says we do not walk by sight, but by faith. So the footwear brand speaks to walking by faith, literally. We've got t-shirts, we've got hoodies, we've got basically the full armor of you being covered by faith, of you driving by faith. We were currently busy with travel bags. We call Travel by Faith. So the brand is called By Faith Concept Brand, but we've got a collection of inspirational faith-based concepts that we drive through clothing at the moment.
Yeah. So I see. I mean, this sneaker, it's got a name, Nail.
Yes.
I mean, is it a customized sneaker?
This is our niche. We found that internationally there's not been even a big global brand that has personalized sneakers. So we found that this is to be a special niche for us. What we do, when people call in, they can actually place an order. We tailor make a shoe in your color, in your size, and we can put on your name. And the idea is to say, again, remember I said this is a concept brand, so we are inspiring people to be faith conscious. We're calling this particular custom brand Heroes of Faith. So Newa is a hero of faith. Mafodi is a hero of faith. So if you feel that you're an inspirational person, you want to give this brand as a gift to somebody, you put on a name and you say, thank you for having faith in me. Thank you for being an inspirational person in my life, or being a mentor, or even to yourself, to say you buy a brand with your name. So we do custom make and with people with names. Yeah.
No, my man. I think let me place one for Strua, né? I think it would be nice to have Struan wearing.
Absolutely,
because I think he's a faith hero. Himself, you know. So and of which I think it's something that we want to showcase. But and I want one for myself. But now I don't want one written Deboho on the inside.
Of course.
My name is a brand, so we need to showcase it. And this is the Deboho that prays.
All right. No, we can do that. But look, from a design perspective, it is clearer to see the inside of a shoe than the outside.
Really.
That is why your big brands, if I can mention their names, Converse, All Star, that's why they have it on the inside, because if you are seated like this, particularly particularly with the social media era where we're taking pictures a lot, it is very difficult to take a picture like this with your foot out.
Yeah.
So that's why it's on the inside, it's more visible.
Okay, but then it means I need to have the By Faith logo both sides then.
We can do anything for you. You are a hero of faith. For you to be here today, you've inspired a lot of people, so you do deserve to have your own tailor.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. No, I'll have one. I'll have black or red. Eh?
Sure.
Yeah. No, we'll come back to you, Bongs. Tudor?
Yeah, bro.
Where did it all start, my brother?
Yes. You could say it started last year, October.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I went over this concept for about a year, and, you know, it was a lot of trial and error. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I was just trying to create like a concept that, you know, would stand the test of time and also would be relevant regardless of where we went in the future. So basically that's how the Culture Waves came about, with a few, you know, people giving their two cents as well. I ended up going with the concept of culture because I feel like culture is your identity. You can't put, you know, a price on your culture. You can't put a time limit on your culture. It's something that will always be a part of you. So hence we don't have colorways, we'll have culture ways. So the Zulu,
let me say that. Oh, you don't have colorway, you have cultural way. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the difference between colorway and cultural way?
Well, basically, each culture has its own color.
Okay.
Or shade. Therefore, if you have a favorite color, for example, it's this fudge chocolate type color, we encourage you to wear the Zulu shoe because our slogan is to connect cultures. So we're trying to basically highlight our similarities as opposed to the differences that have always been highlighted.
I've seen it's written Izu.
Yeah, bro.
And then I'm so too. Is it going to write Isu?
No. already sketched the concept. No, it's not necessary. It's a metaphor more than anything. Izu refers to heaven, as I said.
Yeah.
And it was the first. And because of the memory foam we've got, it basically feels like you're walking on a piece of heaven almost. Each culture has its own color and each own pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not really relegated just to sneakers. It's a clothing brand. We're going to have different... this is the urban division because it's the sneakers. We've got the casual division on the way. We've got the formal division. So we're really trying to cover, you know, because culture is not really relegated to one specific demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to incorporate something for everyone in the family. Okay. You know.
So now, but you've not told us how you started.
Oh.
You told us about the brand. You've not told us how you started.
Well, basically, as I said, I came up with the whole modernizing culture concept. And then me and my brother from another mother, basically we sat down, you know, we went back and forth, and I told him that...
With your mother?
No, my brother from another mother.
Oh, I was almost worried. Okay.
I told him that, okay, I want to start this brand, because I was in the background of a few brands for the past like half a decade. You know, I've worked with in different sectors, you know, the restaurant sector. I was even an ambassador for Ama Keep Keep once upon a time.
Oh, okay.
And I used to be a musician. So, you know, I took...
So you're no longer a musician?
Only for me, like for the shower. I'll make music for the shower for myself.
No, guys, now I want to hear the music for the shower. Do you want to hear the music?
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Do you want to hear the music? Gents, do you guys want to hear the music for the shower?
No,
no, dude. Give us a rhyme, dude.
I'm not a rapper. I'm not a rapper.
Okay, what you are saying?
I'm a composer.
Okay, it's fine. Give us something.
Dude. I can't compose. I don't have instruments here.
So, mind you don't sing?
No, I don't sing. No, I play notes. I have a piano.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a chord guy. You know, I love music theory. That's my stuff.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Compose for myself.
Oh, okay.
I know if I was a rapper, I would have given you something, but ish.
Is it?
I'm very terrible.
Is there anyone Machita that can throw punchlines on your behalf?
Nah, hey.
Oh, okay. Now continue with your story. Sorry to disturb.
I know, no problem. Yeah. As I said, I pulled from all these different brands and different sectors, and I realized that, you know, first things first, we wanted to incorporate quality. Mm-hmm. Because once all the marketing is gone, once all the spokespeople are gone, when you're sitting with the product by yourself, does it, you know, reverberate the same message in the same frequency, in the same intensity? And that's exactly what we wanted to incorporate, that regardless of everything else, once you are just with the product by yourself, it makes you feel special. And once you incorporated the concept of culture with that, we saw that we had a model to work with. And yeah, we basically started September last year. And yeah, we found a manufacturer, got some sketches down. Well, I had already got some sketches, but it was like just trying to incorporate culture into them. And then made samples, started marketing to the people, and we got a good response, and here we are.
Okay. Are you guys only a footwear brand?
No. As I said, this is the urban division. And we've got, in the urban division, is basically for the kids, the youth.
Well, okay.
Hence, we started with the sneakers. But we're also going to have hats, tracksuits, and so forth. But for all intents and purposes, for now, it's just the sneakers. And then the casual division, we're going to have casual shoes for the office. But that also double up as golf shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to call them work and play. Well, we're still coming up with the concept. But then we're going to have a formal... division as well for nightlife and special events and so forth. So we'll really delve into a bit of everything, not necessarily just footwear. We're going to be doing dresses and men's jackets and the main thing about our products though is that you're not supposed to wear them together because it'll be a bit too colorful. Like, pick one.
So it means I can take your brand, mix it with by faith.
That's the whole point. We want to see the whole our slogan.
I must say, you guys are not a selfish brand.
They're not. I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of that. I mean, Zwai from One Day Soap Opera. I mean, he was supposed to have joined us here in studio as well.
I actually know his little brother very closely. He's also part of the brand, and he's very supportive of Cross Couch, and I'm very supportive of One Day Soap Opera.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, I'm not saying that brands like him, I mean, he dresses me up from head to toe. So the only thing that he needs now is the footwear to dress me up. So it's interesting that your brand is not selfish. You can actually mix it up and stuff. No, man. I mean, congratulations on what you've done. I mean, if ever you want to join in on the discussion, we're talking textile. Fashion, streetwear, gear. Our studio line is 0861-555-189, 0861-555-189. We're on Twitter as well. Our Twitter handle is at cliffcentral.com. We're busy tweeting on the pictures and the discussions of the day. We're on Facebook as well. Facebook page, it's cliffcentral.com. We're on WeChat as well. Our WeChat, it's cliffcentral. And if ever you want to follow me on social media, it's at doublehomaphody on Twitter, at doublehomaphody on Instagram, and doublehomaphody on Facebook. Do you have a Twitter handle, my brother?
We've got a Twitter handle, at By Faith Brand.
At By Faith Brand.
Yeah, and then on Facebook, it's By Faith Brand.
Okay.
And Instagram, By Faith Brand.
By Faith Brand. My brother?
Website, it's mycrossculture.com. Facebook, /mycrossculture. Twitter, at mycrossculture. Instagram, mycrossculture.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Okay, Struan doesn't have a Twitter handle. Struan, when are you catching up, bro?
Hey, I'm behind the times, man.
Pelakmele Ostlande.
Yeah, in movie skirts.
Hey, pelakmele na o Twitter. I put that myself.
I want to sing to Ezo Beggy Katu Rantane. I'm cooking by that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And no, we'll be back right after this.
This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
This is indeed 360 Biz. My name is Doublehomaphody. If ever you've just tuned in, you've missed out on a great discussion of fashion, streetwear, gear, and textile. I mean, in studio, I'm sitting with Struan, who's a textile consultant, and I'm sitting with Bonga By Faith, and I'm sitting with Tuto from Cross Culture. And I mean, this song that I just played is actually a song that is loved by my boy Bulelani Bala Bala. My brother, how are you, boy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
No, listen to this, man. I don't know who you're trying to charm here. Is he trying to charm you?
Hey, no, I'm kidding. How you guys doing? Yeah, I'm happy to be here, Bulelani, Mr. Get Things Done, Mr. Done Did It, Mr. Done Do It All The Time. How are you, man? Such a yellow bone, brother. I'm not hitting on you, but hey. No, I'm happy to be here today talking textile and clothing. I hope you guys brought a t-shirt my size.
We don't make t-shirts, huh?
You don't make t-shirts my size, or you don't make t-shirts?
We don't make t-shirts.
We've got for you, Baba.
You've got. Oh, no, yeah.
How much are you willing to pay?
That's a shoe your size, definitely, that one.
Yo.
That's a shoe your size, dude. I mean, what are you saying?
Well, what can you say?
Do you know what a quapper is?
That's a shoe your size. What size are you, dude?
Man, I'm a 13. 14. You know what they say about...
We got it. We got it. Listen to
this, man. I mean, I was reading somewhere. It was saying, I mean, an overview of the textile industry in our country. It was saying in 2013, the clothing, textile, footwear, and leather industry, I mean, accounted for about 14% of manufacturing employment and representation in South Africa, which makes it the second largest source of tax revenue. The industry facilitates an estimated of 60 to 80,000 jobs, down from 120,000 jobs, and contributes to around 80% to the country's GDP. Tell me, Struan, looking at these numbers, do you say the textile industry, are we doing well compared to other African countries?
I haven't got any stats to actually prove that point, but I've just noticed through the years it has been, you know, shrinking quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that, you know, I think we have all the facilities to come back and offer a lot bigger than where we are today. I think, you know, we're behind. We need to go forward, you know.
So now, in terms of what you've said, I mean, I've just came back from countries like Ethiopia that are big on textile.
Mm.
I mean, for you being in the industry for 18 years, what would you say some of the countries that have been competitive in that space?
I think so. At the moment we are open to all the SADC countries. So, you know, you've got Mauritius, you've got Botswana, Zimbabwe, Zambia, a lot of these countries that are competing as well. And, you know, that's a lot of our resources seem to be coming out from some of those parts of the country. We seem to be part of a sort of an allied group But again, it goes back to my point that I really feel that South Africa's got a lot more scope, and I think we've been sort of almost undervalued. I think we need to make a reinventory into that market and again create more employment.
Is it? I mean, let me ask my brother Bulelani, because he's the one that wears sneakers, that wears t-shirts, and all of these things. Bulelani, when you go looking for something to wear, I mean, whether being street gear and whatever, what are you actually looking for as a consumer?
You know what? I love sneakers. So what I'm looking at most of the time is good quality. So I'm not one who really wears suede and all that stuff, but I really love my high tops, and they have to be leather, because my understanding is that buy good quality, you buy it once, as opposed to buying shoes from dude, and then they got worn out in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. So then, but why particularly leather though? I mean, we're sitting here with Bongs. Bongs, I've not seen your product in leather.
At the moment, this is our initial. The idea here was just to create a sort of a slip-on.
Okay.
It almost feels like you're just wearing your slippers. This is the kind of just slip-on and run type of shoe. It's not necessarily your very durable high top. The idea is just for a slip-on comfortable.
And I mean, sorry to cut you off. And I mean, looking at that, that's something I definitely wear, because I mean, I'm oftentimes in my chucks.
Yeah.
But I think that for the most part, I mean, I'm so amazed walking in here with so many creatives and looking at all the amazing things that they've done. And these are some of the things that I definitely go by, because I mean, we're spending 2,000, 3,000 or whatever case at a time sometimes buying a pair of sneakers from these stores, you know, the hip-hop stores. Mm. And I mean, if they're guys in South Africa that are producing amazing things, then why not support? So I'm definitely buying a few pairs.
For sure.
And yeah, I mean, I'm loving that, because I mean, I've never seen this. Like Izulu, always wearing Swish and all these brands. I don't know who Swish is. Yeah, yeah. You understand? I've never met the CEO of wherever, but yeah, I'm chilling with CEO. So
so now, I mean, guys, Bulelani runs a Township Entrepreneurship Alliance, where it takes and brings together, I mean, township entrepreneurs. I think maybe you guys must arrange that you guys come showcase your brand at some of these.
We definitely should. I think culturally, like I said, we've got our own stories, very inspiring stories to tell, and we can tell them through, you know, sneakers, through fashion and so forth. So I think ICASI for a long time, you know, has been disregarded. Mm. Yet we are the consumers of these products. So if we are coming up with our own, we might not necessarily match the standards that you've seen of brands that have been existing for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we've had the faith to start something from nothing, it says a lot, you know, about where we are going as a country, as a people, particularly, you know, young entrepreneurs, Elokshini. So if there's such things, we really aspire to want to be part of that. So please do invite us and let's do it together.
No, definitely. Do they get an invite?
Definitely invited. We'll exchange numbers, but you guys must come. And this is what we promote, because what we always talk about there is, you know, developing products and ideas that are going to, you know, take over the market. Now, these are ideas that are going to take over the market. You might not have that leather, but for the fact that you started, it's way bigger than not starting.
It's what I said to you when we started the show. Remember that,
Nah, man, I'm definitely impressed. Yo, I'd like to take some more pictures so you can continue.
if you guys would see Bulelani, he's all over the studio taking pictures and doing all of this thing. You'd say, he's still 14. But now, Tuto, I mean, my brother, we're looking forward. We're on 2016. There's great things that are set to happen this year. I mean, what should we look forward to as far as cross culture is concerned?
Well, definitely we've got two more culture waves before the end of the year. Okay. I don't really know if I should say.
No, you can say so that we become ready.
A surprise. Okay, Mara, I wanted to release the Ndebele culture wave next.
Okay.
Yeah, basically.
But when are you releasing a sort of bra?
It's a you draw it as.
No, it's fine. Izulu lo tell right in Baba.
No.
I know, Madalona, I think you'll throw it.
No.
We've got this okay, we're releasing the Ndebele culture wave secondly. And then for the third culture wave, what we wanna do is pit the Mutswako culture wave against the Sotho culture wave, call it the clash of the cult and let the people decide. If you campaign for your culture, then you'll get the Lesotho culture way.
No, definitely. Yeah. So then we're definitely looking forward to that. Then is there anything else besides the footwear brand?
Yeah, definitely. There's something we started last year when we started the brand. Basically, it was the initial core element of the brand was to educate not just us, but the rest of the world about our cultures. There's something called, we call the Culturepedia.
Mm-hmm.
So every day we'll highlight...
Oh, Wikipedia, Culturepedia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So every day we'll highlight, in the afternoon we'll have like a quote to keep you going through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night we'll have an item from one of the various cultures in South Africa, and we'll teach you how to pronounce it, what it means, what it looks like, so that you don't have an excuse anymore in 2016 to mispronounce our words. Don't disrespect us, you know. We're bringing that African excellence back. There's no excuse to not be able to pronounce it. We're teaching you how.
Yeah.
So it's education, and so that's why we like to call Cross Culture. It's not really a brand. It's more of a social uniform because we are basically wearing our culture on our sleeves.
Even speaking of that, I mean, I've seen beautiful ladies walking in for the ladies round table after they're coming after the show.
Mm.
But I don't know whether they can wear something this size. I mean, do you have a ladies' foot? Are you accommodating for the ladies?
Yeah, we start from size 3 up to size 12, but we do have special orders that we do.
Oh, so the ladies get special orders?
Nah, no. For the guy, Mulelani is size 13, so he's a special order.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So now, for a pair of sneakers like this, how much does it cost?
These ones go for 2,000 a pair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's leather. And
it's leather, but that's a sample. The final one is going to be a mixture of leather and suede. There's polyester inside, memory foam, laser cut, gold plating.
Listen to this. Yeah. Okay. So, Bongs, what should we look forward to, my man, 2016?
2016, we've had a lot of demand, particularly for the concept of walking by faith and applying our faith on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a good name for the brand. We're just looking to improve on our quality and merchandise and so forth. But in 2016, look out for, we're launching our first concept store, where it's just going to be everything, you know, to do with just inspiring faith, particularly in the township. Look, I love the suburbs. But where I come from,
Gastronomics, there's a new economy growing in the township. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people, you know, just really hustling to get their work done and to achieve their dreams. So, By Faith brand is really just going out there. We've got a concept called Faith Collection, and so the idea is just to take the idea of faith, make it fashionable, take it to the township, and just get young people to wear it and talk about it. So we'll be launching a lot of concept stores in Ekasi, and we just want, you know, young people particularly out there to be inspired,
mm-hmm.
and to come up, you know, and just live their lives. Where we are today, Cliff Central, it takes a lot of faith. So we're just taking this faith and making it fashionable and making sure that we bring all our friends and people that, you know, we know that are inspired to make a difference in this country.
Yeah. So now are you accommodating for both males and females?
It's unisex.
Mm.
Currently, at all ages, our sneakers.
I'm sure you've never had couples that have written. It's either she wrote the guy's name or the guy's written.
We just had that. We're actually running a Valentine promo. Our sneakers go for $400 a pair.
Okay.
But right now we're running a special for Valentine's. You get R400. You get two pairs personalized with your partner's name. So
really, so you're getting. It means you're getting these sneakers half price.
It's half price, but for two people. Plus, it's the month of love. So we're really doubling it up, and we're spreading the love through faith. So have some faith in running life.
No,
so yeah, please do call us. We're on Facebook.
No, I like that. My brother, do you have a Valentine special?
No. I don't even have a Valentine. So.
No, you must get hooked up. So then from the Bongs, how do people get hold of you that want to order sneakers, that want to see more of what you do?
All right. If you can contact us via social media at the moment, we are on Twitter at By Faith Brand.
Okay.
Instagram, By Faith Brand. We are on Facebook at By Faith Brand as well. And if I can also leave the contact number, this is the hotline, it's not my personal number.
Okay.
So you call this.
Yeah, we don't want ladies hitting up on you, eh?
Our number to get your special order of personalized Walk by Faith sneakers for you and your partner is 079 575 1966. 079 0891-575-1966. Let's spread love, let's spread faith, let's be inspired and walk by faith every day.
Okay. My brother, where do people get hold of you?
You can email us at info@mycrossculture.com. That's okay. With the K. Cross culture. And you can find us on Facebook as
it's cross culture with a K, right?
Yeah, cross culture.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/mycrossculture, Instagram, mycrossculture, Twitter, mycrossculture. And if you want to call us, I know people like to hear, you know, before they order. You can call 061-492-5567. And yeah.
061, call it again?
061-492-5567. You can place an order. You know, we can meet up. It's up to you, really. Well, if you're in the vicinity.
Okay. No, actually, I got very excited, guys, seeing a friend of mine that I've been seeing in years. This woman is inspirational, the fair too. She's been in the hustle, you know. I know her from when before we had money. now we on TV and we're doing amazing things. My sister, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, how are you?
No, good, thanks, man. So people are listening, they're wondering, who's this woman that's exciting me? Do you want to say, hi, how are you? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Okay, being put on the spot right
now. Yeah, man, I know you're up for the next show, but I had to hijack you, right? I'm sure you know that you inspire me.
No, thanks. Yeah. This is Pusele Tomodimogale. I always say I'm a phenomenal woman who helps others to unleash their potential. So basically, I'm in the space of business mentorship. So my role or the reason I'm here is because of this gentleman here who is my mentor, who is my mentee. So I'm helping him build his brand by faith.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Please
no,
give a testimonial. Is it?
No, it's actually interesting. So now, I mean, you're sitting here with your mentee. There's another young person that is doing a footwear as well, gear cross culture, mixing footwear with culture. And I know definitely there's other people that are listening out there that want to be starting businesses, that want to be doing amazing things out there. What would you say to those people today?
I would say it starts with the vision of what you want to achieve. It also goes with the ability to believe and know that you have it within yourself to make it happen. And at the end of the day, the reason why it's also important for you to assign a mentor is to be able to have somebody who keep you accountable into achieving your goals and plans. So if you have that dream, never let it die, because in that, perhaps it's where your purpose lies. If you find the purpose, you sometimes run with the passion without realizing that you are making the difference. The trick in business is not about how much money you're going to make. It's about how much difference are you making out there.
Then Pusele decides to come 5 minutes before the show ends. Yeah. So when am I having you on the show, Pusele?
You know, you can always call me anytime.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. I'm definitely bringing you back. I mean, guys, we've actually come to the end of our show, but we should actually close off the show in style. I want 30 seconds word of encouragement from you guys to someone that is listening out there. You can start with you, Tudor.
Mm. Basically, for me, it's... you know, when it comes to your dream, either you live it or someone else will pay you to live theirs. And having, you know, built up other people's brands, I would say that either you pursue your dream now, because when are you going to do it? Next lifetime, it's not really something that's, that is, yeah, sorry, putting on the spot like that.
Yeah, okay. Are you done?
Basically, yeah, no. Just follow your dreams. If anyone says you can't, you don't need that person in your life. Really.
Okay. Bongsa?
By faith, all things are possible.
Mm.
That really covers it all. I'm here today because I endured through my struggle. And today I'm telling my story through business. Mm. I'm touching lives with my story and also making a bit of money on the side. So just be inspired through whatever comes your way. Just know that by faith all things are possible. As long as you're focused, you've got a dream, you've got a vision, do not give up.
Definitely. My brother?
Hey, I think just believe in in the invisible so that it becomes visible. And I just want to commend you guys on your shoes and your platform of where you guys are going forward. And I just really want to congratulate you for taking that step of faith and going out there and doing it.
Okay. Well done. Aspuse, your 30 seconds, White Bulelan comes closer.
I would say we are all given talents, and I believe that we have the ability to make it happen. We need to know that there is an inner power within ourselves to make everything possible. We need to have faith, we need to believe, and we need to know that if we don't try out, we'll never know.
If we don't try out, we will never know. Mr. Bella?
This guy, I thought I was going to give him a kiss. I saw how you were pulling it, and I'm watching you.
Hey, I'm kidding.
I'm so inspired today by, you know, the amount of entrepreneurs in the room doing amazing things. I'd just kindly like to motivate you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop, yeah? Because we need more of you guys. We need to collaborate and do amazing things. But most importantly, go out there and get things done.
Go out there and get things done. What am I saying? Start doing something. I mean, because once you start doing something, you do what's necessary. Then what's possible. And suddenly you are doing something amazing. There's no one like you out there. There's the world. We're waiting on you to see your next great idea. This is all we had for you today on 360 Biz. My name is Debo Homafodi. Catch us again next time for another exciting episode of 360 Biz right here on Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.